born 27, and I really think my earliest memories are living in Nella Road with lovely gardens and a huge allotment, which was very important to our life because the allotment went on behind the house. So my father was right there and I was heavily involved in interfering in the garden. I liked it a lot. My mother pleaded with my father to allow me to help. So those are my early memories. I would have been 5, 6. I did a lot of singing. I know that because, of course, we lived open fields. We went across to Massam's farm, looked across to there, and we used to ride our bikes all out there, of course, and we used to go and get milk in a churn quite regularly. And that was a lovely trip from the very end of Nella Road across the fields, which is now the school, isn't it? The Sir Frederick Osborne's. So there's no evidence of a farm there now.
No.
Moving on from there, the war, of course, I remember vividly. But then I was 11 then, I should. Mm. So I remember all the very early stages of the war very clearly. The September the 9th, and my brothers were going off to wherever. My eldest brother very quickly went off to India, and the younger brother put his age up, and he went off on the Queen Mary to Africa.
Mm.
And that took long enough, and that was very dramatic. My father came for work from Letchworth, but originally they come from Lincolnshire, and there are still family up there. And he was badly injured in the First World War and was deemed that he couldn't work. He was a master craftsman, bricklayer, and he couldn't bend his leg properly. Well, at the end of the war, of the First World War, they presumably retrained him to do upholstery. And he did upholstery but hated it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he then started to look for work in Lincoln, and there wasn't any. So they moved pretty smart to Letchworth. And so after a time in Letchworth, the work started to dry up, and he was cycling, my father, by then he'd worked his leg. And he just did the best he could. So he came to Wellingarden and he worked on these houses, the Nella Road, I think he worked Broxwood Lane, definitely. He fully disapproved. He was very outspoken. And of course, you sat at mealtimes and talked. He was very outspoken. He totally disapproved of all the building going on in the woods with the trees, and they were going to have terrible trouble with subsidence, which of course they have, and we've had subsidence. I know he was right. And the building in Broxwood Lane, of course, was a very cheap building. We then went to work, would you believe, on the Wayne department store, and also the bakery.